Hello, this is Shane from Melbourne, Australia, and you're listening to Annie from Marseille on Melting Pod, the best radio show in the world.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Lars Wallin from Sweden, Uddevalla, singer in Straw Dogs, and also friend with a white cockatoo. I'm listening to Melting Pod with Annie. Annie from Marseille, yeah. That's right. And I must say, I really enjoy your that Melting Pod because I found really good music there. So that's great. Yeah, I'd love to listen to it.
Hello, I'm Tom from Low. I'm with Annie de Marseille, and we're on Melting Pod.
Good morning, guten tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod, sound and colors from the planet Marseille. Today, February 26th, I want to continue my walk with you in Marseille by night, running from the Balthazar to the Machine à Coudre, the second rock club in Marseille, where I want to record Low, a great rock band from Marseille I met last year, opening for The Sense. In the middle of the show, I propose to you an interview I did after the concert with Tom, Low singer, who has interesting thing to tell you about his position as independent rock band in France, in front of the music industry today.
Thank you.
Ce soir, je suis à Marseille avec Tom de L'eau, qui est un groupe de rock marseillais. Est-ce que tu peux me parler un peu de ton groupe, Tom ?
Oui.
Et je te parle en français.
Là, je réponds en anglais si tu veux.
Okay. I am in Marseille tonight with a band, a rock band from Marseille, which is called L'eau, and I am with the singer Tom. Tom, can you tell me a little about your band?
We are playing together since 99, and we hold buddies from the school, and we like the same bands like Pixies and the Stooges and so on. So we decided to make a little fun together. Oh. And it works well.
How many albums did you release until now?
We released first album this year. It's called Black Kites, and we are currently recording the second album. This year we were touring in France, only in France.
And why did you choose to sing with another woman? Two singers is a little rare in a rock band.
Yeah, I didn't choose anything in the beginning, but Isabelle, low singer, was a friend of us. And when the band was starting, rehearsing, she was there. She was singing, and it was absolutely normal. And we worked and learned music together. So
it was natural to have two singers.
Yeah, completely natural. That it's true that rock and roll is a bit machist sometimes. It's good to have a girl that screams and dances and make real rock and roll.
I saw you the first time with on the first part of the Scent concert last year. What do you think about the Scent?
The Saints. It was a myth. It was a myth. We had. I came to the room. I entered the room before the gig, and the Saint singer was there. And he came to me and shake hand, and he told me, "We are the other band." I was like, "That you are the Saints, you are myth, you are." It was real, real, real fun. And it was a crowd too. It was a lot of people to see us. That is good too.
Yes, like that. I meet you. I come from the Saints, and I saw Low for the first time. It was good.
They are very. We love the Saints. Obviously, we love the Saints, and we listen to this kind of music. And I found out that the guys from the Saints were very. Wide open and we're listening to every kind of music. It's cool.
And I want to know, you have already a label, or how do you produce your CD, your album?
We don't exactly get a label, but we were recording by yourself with our sound, our material that we bought with gig money, but we got a deal to spread the album. We got a deal with a distributor to spread it in stores. But it was important to us to control every step of the recording.
Yeah. I totally agree with that, because I have a problem when the band say you have the agreement and then the label say no, for example. I have not that problem with you.
Yeah, it's very strange these days, because the music business is changing very fast. CD sales are crumbling and so on. So I think we're right, every band is right these days to record completely freely, to have his own money to record, and then only to share it with stories, and then it's not up to the band. So we record the second album now, and we do exactly the same recording in our local, in our room, and there is no record company involved in the sound, in the music. It's after.
I think you are the future of the music.
Yeah, I like it, yeah.
You're on the good way.
I hope so. I hope so. We're not pretty young now. we are soon the past of the music, because we're all in our 30s. But what I hope is young bands coming in do it by themselves too.
Okay, I thank you, Tom, and I hope to see you very soon again in Marseille.
Thank you.
Alors le disque.
Super.
Donc bah, a priori, c'est bon. Bah, c'est ce que tu veux.
Y a un message pour la SACEM?
Yeah, SACEM. Oui, we're getting you. We're getting you soon. We're fucking you soon.
After the interview I did backstage with Tom, Los Singer, the rock band from Paris who was opening for them, Ask the Dusk, wanted to do an interview with me, and I proposed to use the conversation I had with Nicolas, Ask the Dusk singer. He gave me their album Anesthesia, and then I will play for you Kiss Kills.
I am with a band from Paris who give us the pleasure to play in Marseille. Who are you?
Well, I'm fine. We're Ask the Dust from Paris, and we're glad to have played tonight at the Machine à Crouge in Marseille.
One of the best rock club. And are you in tour or only in Marseille?
Well, we're touring right now. We were in Nice yesterday, and we'll be in Lyon lundi, and then we'll come back. Well, we're in Lyon on Monday, and then we'll play at Paris next Saturday.
And when did you build the band?
Well, we've started recording our album like 2 years ago, a bit more, 2 years and a half ago. And then when the album was almost finished, we recruited the other members, like the drummer, the bass player and such, to finish the album, like record the drums on the studio. And then we started touring like 6 months ago. And so, well, we've been together for about 3 years now.
And I want to know why Ask the Dust?
Because we're all fans of the John Fante book. It was called Ask the Dust as well. And we're a big fan of it. And so it was an honor for us to have the same name. And there's a lot of links between the book and our music.
So. Thank you.
Oh, that's cool. We'll be right back.
stay in a format under half an hour. I will not play the whole song, and I want to stay in the rhythm of the live recording at the Machine à Coudre with Low. And I propose to you to play another show, Ask the Dusk. Now we continue with Low, and it will be the end of the second part of that night, where I ran one more time to the Balthazar to listen to the cowboy from outer space. It will be the third part in a few days. Waiting for your comments on Meltingpod, www.meltingpod.com. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Meltingpod.
Non, en anglais, non. Ah non, non, moi c'est pitoyable. Si tu veux que je parle en anglais, non, non. Si tu veux, j'ai une doublure. Je fais juste les mouvements du corps. Je mime la voix, mais non, non, pas en anglais. Je suis Sylvain, le guitariste d'Ask the Dust, et je vais écouter Meltingpod.
Vous n'aurez rien de moi.
Tu parles de Ask the Dust et personne ne parle en anglais. Je le crois pas.
J'écoute. Adrien Arnoux. Je suis le bassiste d'Ask the Dust. Et je fais bientôt écouter Meltingpod.
Salut, c'est Adrien Ask the Dust. J'écoute Melting Pod.
Isabelle du groupe Low. J'écoute Melting Pod avec Annie de Marseille.
J'étais une des rares à l'avoir dit tout de suite bien, tu vois, vraiment, hein, parce qu'il y en a, il va être 40 ans. Je sens que tu vas mettre 40 ans, tu vois.
Ah ouais, ouais. Et voire plus, hein.
Hello, I'm Nicolas from Ask the Dust. We're with Annie from Marseille, and you're listening to Meltingpod.